Hi, and welcome to Webcams TV. I'm your host, Corey Fowler, and with me today is Doug Mayhew, and he's from the MS Open Tech. It's actually a new company.
Yeah, a new, thanks, Corey, thanks for having me. We're a new subsidiary, wholly owned subsidiary of Microsoft, just announced, I think, in April. Yeah. So we're still working through some of the details of rebranding ourselves and all that. And it's pretty fun. We do open source, open standards, interoperability. Our role is to help make Microsoft's tools and technologies work better with the open source community, make everybody play nice together and work through the technical details. So we we contribute to open source projects sometimes. Other times we go work with various product groups and help them figure out what needs to be done to make open source work better on their platform or their product. And
cool.
That's kind of our role.
So your team would be responsible for, say, like the PHP driver for SQL Server?
Yeah, things like that. We do in the last release of Azure here in June, we had several things that our team was real involved in, the MongoDB stuff that TenGen is rolling out, Solar Lucene as a service, Lucid Imagination search, enterprise search for Azure apps. We also worked with the CloudInt people on their database as a service. Those are the ones that we see as kind of the really exciting things where we're providing some sort of open source technology as a really simple service that a developer, they know they want to use, say they want enterprise search, they don't need to learn a whole bunch about it, they can just go check off a few boxes, go sign up for a free service, and now they've got that option and get back to focusing on where they add value.
Cool.
So those are the kinds of things we do.
That's exciting. So where can people find information about MS Open Tech online? Like, do you have a website?
We do. We and that said, it's long in the tooth currently. It's here. If I I'll show you. We have the Interoperability Bridges Center. This is where, when we were the interop team at Microsoft up until a few months ago, This is where we documented all the various things we work on. Right now, we're in the process of rebranding ourselves and rolling out an all-new site. You can expect that here this fall, I think. And then a bunch of this content that we've done in the past, some of it's going to go away, some of it's going to be repositioned, repurposed, because when we do something with the open source community, typically it's kind of a test, a proof of concept, many of the things we do. And so after we've done that, sometimes what happens is it actually becomes part of the product group's roadmap, and the product group owns it and takes it and runs with it. Great example is the PHP SDK, where we were involved working early on with Real Doma and Martin Value. Over in Belgium, and then the product group took that on, and now the Azure team owns that, and it's not really our baby anymore.
Yep.
So we've got old content related to that that we're going to kind of deprecate, and then we have other things that are proof of concept that maybe isn't baked into the platform yet, but is still relevant, and things that people might want to know how to do. And then we also have things that we do that frankly the technology zigs when we thought it was going to zag, and
yep.
So you know, maybe that's no longer relevant, and we'll take those things down. So there's a variety of things we need to do to get this to where we want it going forward, but this is where we have documented everything we've worked on to date.
Cool. Well, we'll make sure that we get show notes right down at the bottom here for the viewers, so they'll be able to go out and check out your blog. But I guess the whole purpose today is you guys just released a really cool plugin for WordPress, actually version 2 of the plugin, because it's been out for a while now, which is a Windows Azure Storage for WordPress plugin. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so what that plugin is, and here we did a blog post the other day announcing this. So what this is, if you have a WordPress blog, you can upload media files, video and images and so on attached to your blog posts, and those in just kind of a vanilla WordPress install, those get stored in WP content / something, whatever. There's a folder where just all that stuff piles up in there. What this plugin does is really pretty simple. It's kind of a black box behind the scenes. It takes everything you add in the way of media files and stores that on your Windows Azure storage account.
Cool.
And instead of there on your website. So the way to look at it is, once you install this plugin, you have WordPress running on your web server, and then separately you have a Windows Azure storage account in the cloud, and now when you do a blog post, the text of your blog post and that stuff is on your web server, but the big media files are over on Windows Azure, where they can be loaded quickly from many places. There's a lot of benefits to having it over there.
Like the CDN.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. If cool. you have, like, I know you're a popular guy in a lot of places, I'll bet. And so if your blog is being read from many different places, you don't have to think about where those people are getting the media files from. There's a whole infrastructure that we've built for, you know, massive scale. You just take advantage of that, and your web server has less bandwidth, and you know.
Yeah, it definitely saves some of the bills at the end of the month if your content's getting served up quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So we're going to go through a demo later on, and we'll explain how to get it installed. But for viewers that like, you know, a nice textual instruction, there's another blog post that Brian Swan did that tells people about how to install this plugin, right?
Absolutely. And Brian's blog post, he went in great detail here into how it works, what you do with it. The installation is frankly pretty simple, but Brian took a lot of time here to explain all the details of how it works and what happens, and that's what we're going to show everybody here in a minute, but that's where that's documented. And then you did a cool blog post about getting the community involved and helping people here figure out how to contribute and get creative with it. So your blog post?
Yeah, so my blog post basically goes out and describes a little bit of how it's utilizing the functionality within WordPress, how those WordPress pieces kind of work, and what the benefit of as to why you would be pushing all that stuff out to Windows Azure Storage. As well, at the bottom, I listed out where you could get the code for this. So you could actually download the code and start playing around adding new features if you wanted to. It's available under a new BSD license, so you're free to go out and use it, although I believe it needs to be with attribution. But there is a link off to the Open Source Initiative site with a description to what NewBSD is there. So you can go out, extend the functionality, provide that back to the community, and it just everyone wins kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a great starting point for a lot of creative things people might want to do.
Yeah, great. So I guess what we'll do is we'll start into actually building out a WordPress site.
Yeah, maybe
I'll drag the laptop over here.
Can you drive for a minute? So you're in the new Windows Azure portal here.
Yep, so this is the brand
cool new look.
HTML5
Windows
Azure portal. Works on a nice wide variety of devices, and I actually use it with my Windows phone from time to time. But essentially what we're going to do is we're just going to go out and create a brand new website. And the cool thing about this is we have the ability, straight from here, to go to a gallery and just install WordPress right out of the box. So what we'll do is go down to the bottom here. We have WordPress. We'll click Next. And now we have the ability to try out our new WordPress site. So I'm just going to say WordPress plugin.
Looks available.
Create a new MySQL database, which will need one more thing here. We'll have to agree to ClearDB, because ClearDB is a partner of ours that's providing the MySQL instances for us. So we'll click on that, and we'll hit Complete here. So what this is going to go do is it's going to go out, create our brand new website, pull down the bits for WordPress, get them all installed, hook it up to our database, so the WP config's all set up with all the credentials and everything it needs to get to our ClearDB MySQL database. And then basically after this is ready, we'll just click on the URL, bring up the site, and we'll just configure it, and then I'll hand the laptop back to you to start installing the plugin and see how it works.
Great.
So now we already have this up and running. We'll just go click on our brand new WordPress site, and this is going to be a very quick install. So our site title, we'll say MS Open Tech. We'll get your new blog up and running in no time.
Okay, well, we've finished setting up the new site. Now we just need to fill it up with content.
I feel bad for test@user.com because I use that email address all the time.
Is there a user.com domain that all goes to?
That's a good question. I don't really know. I just put it in there because I don't want the traffic coming back to me. And there we go. It's successful. So we could just go log into our site here, and then I'll just hand everything back over
to you. Good. All right. And we have a working WordPress site. I'm a longtime WordPress fan. I've had it for my personal blog, since 05. And I love WordPress. It's simple, straightforward. And over the years, they've made it so you can do so much right in the UI.
Yeah.
Being kind of old school, I still think in terms of FTP and folder structures and stuff. But truthfully, you never need to think about any of that anymore unless you're really hacking in WordPress. You can do everything through the UI.
When I started blogging, I was very heavy into .NET development. So I started out with blogengine.net and was using that. But I really enjoyed using WordPress. And after I started creating that site, I had like 65 posts and I just didn't feel the need to export everything. But all of the other sites that I've done since then have been WordPress. And I just brought my new blog over to WordPress sitting on Windows Azure. So really excited about this plugin.
So anyways, getting to this plugin, if we go under plugins here, well, look, we don't have any plugins installed since we're a brand new installation here. Okay, so here is the list of installed plugins. And actually, there are a couple of plugins that come installed out of the box. But what I want to do is add a new plugin here. So I'm going to click Add New, and then go in here and search, and you can search by keyword, and there's a jillion plugins out there in the WordPress plugin directory. I have no idea how many they're up to now. But if I just type Azure here, and look at that, the first hit is the Windows Azure Storage for WordPress. So I'm just going to install this, and this is that quick, simple user experience I mentioned earlier. Takes a moment here, and then there'll be a little bit of setup involved. We're going to have to go tell a little bit about our Azure account, and actually we'll need to go back to the portal then and
create a storage account.
Yep. And basic concept here, let's see, well, this is still installing, is the storage account. So we have our Azure subscription, within we have storage accounts, and within those we have containers. So we need a storage account and a container. And then we point to that container as the default container for our media files. And then going forward, we still have the option of using another container if we want to on a case-by-case basis, but by default, we have a place where everything lives. So here, it's installed now, so all the files are there and everything, and now I'm going to activate the plugin.
So let's just, for a second, we'll just take a step back. So already we've just gone out, installed a brand new WordPress site.
Yep.
We've got it all set up and configured. We logged in. We went to the install plugins area, typed in Azure, and now we have the plugin installed. So the next couple of steps are we're going to go and create a storage account. Then we're going to have to configure that storage account, right? So we'll have to get like the account name and the credentials.
And get the key that we use for access to it.
Yep. And then we're going to have to go out and create a container as well, correct?
Yes.
Great.
Yep, exactly. So storage. We're going to go to storage. We're going to go quick create. Okay, got any creative ideas what we should call this guy?
I think the last one was MS Open Tech, so we can stick with that.
MS Open Tech. Just leave it at that. Let's see, create storage account. Okay, this goes pretty quick. Yep.
So now that our account's created there, we can go in and we're just checking out the MS Open Tech storage account. We can hit the Manage Keys button at the bottom, and we'll just copy that.
Yeah. Great. Okay, so we've got that in the clipboard.
We'll go back to our WordPress site.
Let's see.
So now that we've installed the plugin and we've gone and we've created our storage account, we have to go back and configure the plugin to actually be used with Windows Azure, right? So how would we go about doing that?
So we have when we create our storage account, we have the key for it in our clipboard. We still have that there. So all we have to do is go in here under Settings, Windows Azure, and go say we're going to use the MS Open Tech account, and here's that key. And then here we want to create a new container, uploads.
Yep.
So we create that container, and then it's going to here give us an opportunity to select that as our default storage container. So now everything will show up there. And then we can go down here and we want to say use Windows Azure Storage when uploading via the Upload tab and save changes.
Great.
Now that we've saved our changes, everything we do is going to default to that uploads container.
Great.
And let's just go create a little blog post and see how that works. So we go Add New, and here this is Word WordPress plugin for Windows Azure, we'll call it. Now down here, we have two ways that we can insert media. The traditional way, add media. Now this is adding media from the WordPress media library. Yep. However, that media library is now stored in Windows Azure under our storage account. So if we put things in our media library right now, they're up there in Windows Azure under that upload storage account. Or we can go here directly with this new button, the Windows Azure storage button, and take things right off our local hard drive and put them into this container. So right now we have no items in the container uploads. Mm-hmm. If we had many, many items, we can search within there. But here, let's go upload something to it. And so I'm going to click browse and go, let me think, what is the...
There's some great pictures in the pictures directory there.
Yeah.
Maybe some penguins?
Well, penguins are always good for open source. So we go here and, well, I won't bother to tag it. You can tag things, but we aren't going to have enough here to worry about it.
Yeah, open source is actually really well known for having lots and lots of animals. There's so many different things with elephants. Hadoop has elephants, PHP's an elephant.
And the whole O'Reilly book series. I've learned the names of quite a few animals from that book series. Here, I'll throw, let's see, we got penguins and koala, and let's go with the jellyfish. Great. So we got a few images in there. So now if we go back... Now back to browse, you'll see we have three images in here. There they are. So we can just click on any one of these to insert it into our blog. So say we click penguins, there it is. It's a little on the big side, but hey, let's just throw a few things in here and then we can figure out formatting if we want to.
So I notice here that there's a lot of thumbnails already generated, and I know that WordPress goes out and generates them on their own. Do they actually get stored in Windows Azure as well?
Yes. So everything's stored in Windows Azure. And there are hooks in the WordPress framework. Perhaps you recall, I don't remember what these hooks are called, the specific hooks for tying in to store media elsewhere.
Yeah.
So we've taken advantage of that. That architecture was already in the WordPress framework, and we've just kind of plugged into that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's throw our third image in there, and then let's look at what we've got. And the interesting thing here now is once these are in our blog post,
let's publish.
Yeah, let's just publish this. So they are now in our Azure storage account, and they have URLs, for example, that we can use for other purposes if we want to link to one of these. So here's our Azure website, our WordPress website on Azure, and here is... the three images, and then each one of these here has a URL that we can just...
So it should be like msopentech.blog.windows.
There it is right there. So cool. So we can take like that URL, and if we just wanted to use that image elsewhere, it's now just sitting there publicly accessible in our Windows Azure storage account under the uploads container.
Great. So that actually brings up an interesting point, is this koala is open to the public. So that means it's in a public container within Windows Azure storage. So there's also the idea of private containers and using shared access signatures to actually access those private blobs. Is there the ability in the plugin to actually use shared access signatures?
That's a great question, Corey. I don't know for sure. I don't recall seeing such a thing.
Okay. So. Well, I guess that leaves a really good thing for someone in the community like you guys out there. If you wanted the ability to keep your assets private from people just trying to randomly go out and use the images, you can use that shared access signature, and it'll give it a lease time of, say, 1 minute. So it'll be able to serve up for the blog post, but if anyone actually tries to use that URL, they'll no longer be able to use the image from your site.
A great example of something the open source model, at least, somebody could contribute to if that hasn't been addressed.
Yeah, that'd be really great. Cool. So I guess now that we've gone through and we've installed the plugin, configured it, and actually created a blog post, the one last question I have is, I use Windows Live Writer religiously. If I use Windows Live Writer, are these assets going to get uploaded to Windows Azure Storage as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, I have, as I mentioned, I have a WordPress blog of my own, and I put I used Windows Live Writer to post a little test post here that this particular post is done with the WordPress plugin. I went ahead and installed it on my personal blog here. So like if I click on that image there, you'll notice up here you're seeing DMayhew WordPress, .blobcore, Windows, etc. WordPress Media was the name of the container I created. And so there's an example right there. And that was, I wrote that blog post in Windows Live Writer and then just clicked publish, didn't give it any thought. And with the Windows Live Writer experience, of course, I didn't see that WordPress UI with the button for the media library and the Windows Azure Storage button. There wasn't really any way to tell that the plugin had ever been installed. But at the moment I clicked publish, XML RPC, it all got put up there and the right things happened. And here it is in my Azure Storage account.
Awesome. That's really exciting. I used the plugin. I used version 1. As soon as I noticed that it came out, I plugged it in, and I've been using it religiously. I just installed the new one. Really great. Really enjoy having the ability to push all my assets out to Windows Azure, because it takes away some of the bandwidth that I use on my site. And I'm running my WordPress site on a new Windows Azure website in shared. Actually, I moved it over to Reserve so I could get my own custom domain there. But if you were to run a site in shared, there's a limit to how much bandwidth you can actually put throughout the day on that.
Good point.
So now that we've moved all of that stuff out to Windows Azure Storage, your web content's the only thing that's getting served up from that website, and it allows more people to come to your site before you chew up that quota.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I'm really excited that you guys went out and created something like this.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's a good example of the PHP SDK in action.
Yeah,
and also just another good example of open source on Azure. You know, we already knew WordPress runs well on Azure, but as we get more and more of these things around the edges, that we want to kind of build an ecosystem of really easy to use options for using open source and Azure websites.
Great. So, are there any other things that you could highlight, or is there anything else coming up that you can speak publicly about that you might be working on?
Let's see, I can speak in general terms that just as we've done over the last year or so for the Windows Azure offerings, more and more OSS on Azure is a trend that's going to continue. And we have, there are a few different ways to look at that. One is various technologies that we're enabling to run on Windows Azure websites. You know, there's a bunch of things, as you pointed out, you just one click, you install WordPress. That list of applications that you can install on Windows Azure websites is just going to continue to grow longer and longer and longer. We also have some work going on around the virtual machines capabilities and Linux support there. More and more interesting things for Linux developers who want to migrate Linux payloads to Windows Azure virtual machines, that there's just going to be more and more options. I kind of can't talk about what's next in the pipe, but frankly, if you know that space, you can probably make intelligent guesses. And then another thing that we're doing is more and more open source as a service. So right now, we have what ClearDB is out there. We have Solr Search Service, the Cloudant Database Service. TenGen's working on another NoSQL database service, and more of those kinds of offerings. So for developers, more choice, more open source options on Azure. That's the mission, and we're going to deliver a lot here in the next year towards that.
Great. That's really exciting for open source and Azure. So thank you so much for coming on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the new MS OpenTech subsidiary, and hopefully we can get that website up and running soon.
We will. I'll be back.
Awesome. Thanks for coming, and thanks for joining us.